रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद श्री रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 66। व्हाट इज सीतास मैसेज? द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thus did Hanuman render report of his mission and hand over the jewel entrusted to him by Sita. Thereat, Raghuvira clasped it to his breast, devoured it with his eyes, beaming with love and affection, and old memories crowding upon him, he gave way to sorrow. Hot tears dimmed his eyes, and he could not get a view of the precious jewel. So he turned to Sugriva and said, "Friend, my heart melts at the sight of this ornament, even as a cow streams forth milk at the sight of its calf. At the time of our marriage, my father took this from King Janaka and gave it to adorn the fair tresses of Sita, and her mother did so. Then this trinket shone with more blazing radiance than before. This gem had its home at the bottom of the ocean. It was held in high reverence by the holy. In the far past, Indra was mightily pleased with the sacrifice that Janaka offered unto him and gave this to him as a present. The sight of it brings back to me my memories of my father and a great soul Janaka. Is it not the jewel that shines most gloriously on the head of my Sita? I almost count that I have got it back since I have set my eyes upon this. Well, what is the message to me? Say it over time and oft. Like cool, sweet water unto the parched lips, her words assuage the burning grief of my heart. Alas, that I live to see this and not see the on whose head it shone when we were together. Tell me if there is any misery more cruel than this. You say that Sita would keep her hold upon her life for a month. Then indeed, I should hold that she is long-lived and would survive me, for I live not a moment longer unless these eyes behold the fair face of my beloved Janaki. Take me to where you came upon Sita. Now that I know of her whereabouts, I stay here not even for a second. Matchless in beauty, natural, timid, the ideal of a loving wife, and she in the grasp of cruel Rakshasis, how could she live on? Her face would not shine as usual, hemmed as she is by hideous Rakshasis, even as a fair moon behind cloud banks on bright night in autumn. Now tell me what message she sends through you. Speak it out most faithfully, render it most accurately, like unto a welcome remedy to one that is in the grip of a fell disease. Your words alone will give me power to keep my hold upon life. Her beauty ever grows upon me and fills my heart with perennial joy. Her words pour balm and nectar into my fond heart. My love and my other self, the Lady Sita, now tortured with the grief of being torn away from me. What said she? And the piteous wail of Rama almost broke the heart of the loyal Maruti. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.